Welcome to the Prodigy Kid Podcast, where I'm on a path to discover what successful entrepreneurs are teaching their kids about success and making money. After a near-death experience a few years ago, I'm now actively documenting my journey as I teach my son Nate everything I've learned as I guide him to success and entrepreneurship. On this podcast, we'll interview successful entrepreneurs to find out exactly what they are teaching their kids about success and making money, and we'll be interviewing young entrepreneurs that are having success. I'm honored and excited for this opportunity and look forward to having you along for the ride. I promise you, this whole parenting thing is a work in progress for everybody, me included. So I've done a lot with creating the Prodigy Kid book and the system and everything that I'm teaching Nate and working with him about entrepreneurship and everything. And it's always a work in progress. You know, it's like, they'll be hot on a trail, you know, of an idea or something, and then he'll have no interest, and then he'll be back on it again, and then he'll have no interest. So, you know, a lot of times I'll see these kids that they're out there absolutely killing it, and if you look at prodigykid.com, there's a bunch of bios of like some, you know, kids that have gone big that are, you know, creating multi-million dollar enterprises, and they're not even 15 years old yet, you know. And, you know, I know they're out there doing big stuff, and it's like, you know, I was like an average kid coming up, like, you know. So I was in business. I shoveled driveways in the wintertime. I cut grass in the you know, your typical like young entrepreneur. Whereas Nate, he has ideas, but he's like, yeah, I know I don't want to cut grass. I know I don't want to do that. So he's real picky about what he wants to do. But I kind of opened a can of worms because I have made it very clear that I don't really put a lot of weight into the traditional education system if you're not oriented to school. Meaning if he was a little bit different and he had straight A's and he was really into homework, he followed the orders real well, and he, you know, he took tests good and all that other stuff, then yeah, maybe he might be cut out to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or something like that, an accountant. But, you know, that's, you know, he's out there, you know, he's got a pond in the backyard. He's dug two other ponds that are unfinished back there that we need to work on. He's got a pet bass in his room. He's got a lizard. He's got, you know, we've got two dogs. His mom has four dogs. He constantly is catching fish catching snakes. He's catching toads. He's catching turtles. He's got probably 10 turtles out there too, like in the turtle pond. And, you know, he's on a different path. You know, he sees what I do with the koi ponds and the waterfalls, and he knows that he can make money doing things that don't require like a college education. So he actually, the last quarter in his seventh grade career, he got three A's and three F's and one C. And I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, well, that kind of evens everything out. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't put a lot of weight into that like most people do. Like, man, you have to get good grades. You have to do your homework. I don't really, you know, I want them to be more creative. I want them to figure something out. And, you know, it all kind of started with, you know, he's never really liked reading. He's never really liked, I mean, he likes to socialize, but it's just not his thing. And he'll get on this kick of wanting to drop out or not, you know, like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go. And I tell him, why don't you just drop out? And he looks at me all crazy, and I say, well, make $100,000 in a year, and you can drop out next year or the year after, or as soon as you do it, you can drop out if that's what you choose. So I try to be supportive and say, look, it, you know, you don't go to school, you drop out, you're not going to be around all your friends. You're going to miss out on everything that happens senior year, you know. And like, I am kind of against college, of course, if you're not oriented for college, you know, if it's not your thing, or you're a poor student, or you don't really know what you want to do, then do not go to college and waste your money. And with Nate, I kind of take the angle of, yeah, there's a lot of networking. You know, I know a client, they have a $3 billion project right now in Orlando, and a lot of their success came because they were alumni for Florida State, or not Florida State, Florida, University of Florida. So anytime any kind of like big construction job comes around, you know, they've always got those alumni, always have their, you know, their people's back. So they've gotten a lot of business from that. So that's important in college, you know, all the experiences that you may have. You know, I try to tell Nate that, and he's like, he has no desire, and you know, it's kind of biting me in the butt, because a lot of times he's not really, you know, he's like your typical kid that doesn't want to go to school, doesn't want to do his homework. And, you know, I see, you know, there's other kids out there in the world that are you know, doing things that are, let's say, you know, college oriented. They're, you know, straight A's. And I see the parents post on Facebook, and I'm like, huh, you know, I've got, you know, a straight C student that doesn't, you know, really care about it. You know, a lot of it's because of me, of course, you know, and then I see these other kids out there, and I'm like, well, man, you know, does he have it in him? You know, I know I was pretty ambitious, and I, you know, pushed hard, but will he have that same ethic? And then I think to myself, like, but who, you know, who am I? Like, am I, you know, I'm not a teacher. I'm not, you know, like, what if, you know, I guide him away from your typical path, and, you know, he goes down the not the college road and ends up like working his face off, like in a labor job, or doesn't, you know, make the kind of money he needs to buy a house or to be able to take vacations or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of the journey I'm on. Like, am I going to be able to guide him into, you know, into learning what entrepreneurship is all about, and actually guiding him to figuring out what he can do to make a little bit of money and to be successful, and maybe perhaps even, you know, it sounds far-fetched, but, you know, I know of people that have taught their kids how to make a lot of money on the internet, and they, you know, there's this one person, Allison, she taught her, you know, her kids were in middle school, I think 10 and 13 or something ridiculous, and they made $100,000 plus selling scarves, you know. So it's like, you know, I don't want to say compete, but like, you know, me, I'm today, I mean, I was out there, it's Sunday, I'm out there like building a wall, like, you know, like I'm just a laborer, you know, like I, you know, I don't want to like dumb myself down that much, but technically that's, you know, I run a landscaping company. That's my thing. I build beautiful, very natural looking water features that are like art, you know, and you know, it's like, you know, sometimes I wonder, will I have it in me to be able to guide Nate down this road of being more successful than he would have had he gone to college? You know, there's like a crossroads, like, and I think we've passed it, you know, and it's like, you know, there's always the seeds of doubt, but then I'm like, wait a minute, you know, like I've got this Prodigy Kid book, I've got this entire system, and I've got, you know, it's everything that I have done to be able to get to where I can build these beautiful natural looking water features. And it's like, you know, the house we've got is got a tremendous amount of equity in it. It's like, you know, I'm pretty successful for just being a hole digger, let's say, and a rock thrower. But, you know, I have the confidence that because I have jumped up and down and made such a big deal about this whole Prodigy Kid situation, and, you know, created this book and everything that goes with it, the system and the action system. And, you know, it's like, you know, I've got him like to where he, you know, today he was like, I really want to, you know, focus on getting really, really fit. You know, I need to like, you know, set some goals and try to like create some habits to lose a little bit of weight. And, you know, I need to start jogging. I need, you know, so he has these, you know, he's working on, you know, trying to figure out how he can, you know, fix his health, you know, and, you know, he's constantly like, maybe I should, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship, you know, he's like, I just need to get a cooler and fill it with ice and water and go to a skate park and you know, it's like, yeah, you need to do that, buddy. You need to, you know, so it's like he's constantly knows that there are ways and things that you know, that he can, you know, there, he knows that there's a process and a path by which he needs to take. And it's so cool to see him on that path. You know, the whole podcast is, sure, I have my experience and I know that I can easily guide him to becoming a landscaper and being very, you know, being, you know, creating a really good income. I know that I can guide him towards having a very good income, building water features and koi ponds. He already likes that. He's already, you know, he's catching toads, catching snakes, catching bass and putting them in tanks in his room. And he's, you know, he's already, you know, he's going down the road. I know I can guide him down that road, but what about if he doesn't want to do that? What about if he wants to do that as a hobby and not have to do it for money? You know, like, so this whole podcast, like, I am hoping that not only the knowledge I've already uncovered, but I'm hoping that by interviewing and talking with the guest that we're going to have on here in the future, I'm hoping that not only will I get insight into what I'm doing, but I'm really hoping that you as the listener, you know, will be able to get those nuggets. You know, there's, I listen to a lot of podcasts and there, you know, are so many people out there that I'll get a little nugget from this person about what they do with their kids. And this other person will give me a really cool nugget. So, you know, the end goal of all of this is, you know, sure, we have the Prodigy Kid, you know, system that gets into mindset and your action and everything that you need to kind of craft your ideas and put them into action and you know, habits and routine to make it happen. But, you know, there's so much more. And, you know, I just want to uncover, you know, I know that, you know, I've never done any affiliate marketing. You know, maybe we can talk to someone that does affiliate marketing, you know, and like if you had a kid that was 13 or 14, what would you suggest they do? Or what if there was someone that was flipping or drop shipping products? Or what if, you know, someone was anything, you know, like how are people making money? You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that they go to yard sales or they go to pawn shops or whatever, and they'll buy stuff and they'll flip it. You know, that's a whole game that a kid can get into, you know, like, there's so many things, but then you've got your basics, you know, you're an average kid will always be able to do like I did, you know, shovel snow, cut grass. There's babysitting, there's, dog walking, car washing. There's a million different things that creatively you can do with creating art projects or whatever. So, you know, we want to uncover what is something that, or not something, but, you know, I guess the whole thing is, you know, resource. Like I'm just an average parent trying to go above and beyond to make sure my kid is successful. You know, I you know, single dad and Nate's with me most of the time. And, you know, it's kind of all on my shoulders and it's like, you know, being pulled in a million different directions, you know, launching this podcast and Prodigy Kid. And, you know, I've got right now $50,000 worth of water features and palm trees and wall and, you know, landscaping. And, you know, you've got multiple lawn crews that go out and cut grass. And it's like, you know, how am I going to have time to do this? How am I going to whatever? So, as I, you know, go through this, I'm documenting what I'm doing. You know, I'm kind of at ground zero. You know, Nate has gone through and read the Prodigy Kid book multiple times. You know, I had a challenge in the beginning that it's, you know, it's kind of evolved a little bit into more of a coaching, but he has not even seen any of the book number two, which kind of makes up the action system. He hasn't, I mean, I talk about it and I kind of, you know, try to teach him, but he doesn't know anything about it. You know, he doesn't know anything about Write Your Perfect Life. You know, he's obviously not into reading or writing. It's not his thing, but you know, I created a really easy guide to teach him how to write because it's a basic skill. So, you know, he learns a lot and has, you know, done well in school, but, you know, it's very simplified. So, you know, like I said, he went through the principles. He's got a pretty good handle on that. But I, as this progresses, you know, we're launching here in about a month and a half or so. I think it's about a month and a half. Wow. It's almost, you know, just a little over a month and maybe 10 days or something. We're launching and, you know, it's do or die time. Like I need to, as I put this out into the world for everybody else, it's also being put out there for my child. You know, I, when I was, if you listened to episode 2, I kind of went through my backstory of how I even got on this kick. I thought I wasn't going to be here to raise him because of a severe health issue. And when I was trapped on the bathroom floor, there was a guy that had written a book and he had a company. I don't know what happened now, where he's at or what, but guy had a company called Mech Labs and marketing, sure, but they're big 10 years ago. You know, the kind of, I don't know exactly what their deal is and what happened, but he had written a book called Marketing as a Philosopher or something like that. And that book was in the bathroom. And that's how I got the idea for the Prodigy Kid book. It was 40 chapters and each chapter had a real cool infographic. And the thing about it was, is I ended up talking to him at one point. Did a waterfall for him and I went and I talked to him and I said, hey, look at what do you think about this whole situation? And he's like, that's nice. You wrote a book, you did all this, you jump it up and down. And he said, but it doesn't matter. Like if you launch it and try to become a bestseller or, you know, try to affect a bunch of people's lives, he's like, the only one that matters is your son. You know, that's the only person who all this, what you're doing, you should even focus on. So, you know, it's like, I actually asked Nate and told the guy, like, you know, do you think that I should just, you know, keep this between us and this is how we do it and how we create our success path, or should I launch it to everybody? And he was like, definitely everybody's going to need it. And so as we go through, it's obviously for him, but it's going to be for everybody else. And hopefully the, like I said, the people that we have on the podcast are going to help, you know, guide us to everything else that is out there that could possibly make a child become extremely successful at a young age. God knows there's people out there just, you know, with, whether it's, you know, investing in, you know, I know this kid, he waited tables on us and, you know, I'm wondering, so you in college or whatever? And he's like, no, I'm not in college. And he said he took his, the government checks from COVID that he got and he bought crypto with it and he cashed out and paid cash in full for a rental property. I mean, this kid is like 19 years old. Like there's people having success like that. Like there's other people that are doing stuff, you know, with the internet, they're actually doing design services, or, you know, there's other people that are creating products and doing coaching. Like, how can we figure out what a kid can jump into and make it simple enough to where they can make money and have a really good foundation of what it means to be an entrepreneur and, you know, the mindset it's going to take to go after that success. Cause it's, I promise you, it's definitely not easy. And, you know, but what's worse than it not being easy is not having a clear path and clear vision and steps to that you can take to go after it. But all right, well, thanks for listening to episode number 3, and we will see you on the next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you go to prodigykidblueprint.com, you can register for our free Prodigy Kid Blueprint that comes with a digital copy of the Prodigy Kid book, 40 Success Principles Kids Should Learn in School But Aren't Being Taught. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.